Finally today, the evolution of folk music from Britain, from Old England to New England.
There was a woman, she lived alone. Some baby she had three.
That's one type of British folk, the late countertenor Alfred Deller there singing the traditional English ballad, The Wife of Usher's Well. Another kind of British folk from the 1970s sounds like this.
You don't understand ask your daddy all that you want to know ask your daddy you never learn if you never ask.
That's Scottish folk singer Bert Jansch and his tune Ask Your Daddy. Now there's a new folk movement in Britain. Some of its members are bringing their music to the U.S. This week they perform at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. One of the musicians is Olivia Cheney.
You rambling boys of pleasure, give ear unto these lines I write. I own I am a rover in rambling.
That singer and instrumentalist Olivia Cheney playing the harmonium. Olivia, what's the name of this tune that you just played?
You Rambling Boys of Pleasure.
Now, you're part of this new scene, this new folk movement in the UK, Olivia. In fact, you're coming to tour the US this month as part of a campaign called Looking for a New England. We hear so much about trends in music, and the last I heard, there is a lively neo-British folk scene. What is this Looking for a New England campaign? Tell us about where the Brit folk scene is at right now.
I hope it tells you that it's rather a mixed thing and quite an eclectic group of us, I think. We've all got really different backgrounds, but I suppose our shared thing is a love of traditional songs and traditional music.
Olivia, you're joined in our London studio by another musician, Jim Murray. Thanks for coming in, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think you're bringing to the music, Jim?
Well, a lot of folk music, or a lot of folk music presentation of the last 30 years has been about trying to pretend to be something if you're going to be cruel. And the thing for me is it would be a lie to pretend that I'd never heard hip-hop or never heard Radiohead or never heard Steve Reich or Purcell. So it's my rapping is probably everything I've ever heard that's appealed to me, which runs the gamut from early British opera to Mos Def and Public Enemy.
And just to be clear, your rapping is with a W-R-A-P-P-I-N-G.
Well, with it, an R-A-P-P as well. On the last record I did a collaboration with a grime MC called Bubs, who's also going to be in South by Southwest, which is very exciting.
And by going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, are you going to be fishing for new young American fans of British folk music?
I'm hoping for some sort of an agent or a manager, actually, to answer questions like this for me.
It's a very practical mission you have.
Yeah.
I know what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for, Jim?
There's so much music coming out of America right now, which is almost selling British folk history back to us better. Mm. People like Midlake and Fleet Foxes. There's a lot of music heading our way that really strikes me as being things I can identify with. Certainly, the last 6 months have really spurred me on. You know, there are people worldwide that will get this.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see what that boomerang effect produces in turn. Jim Murray and Olivia Cheney, both part of the Brit Folk Invasion of the U.S. this month. Look for them as part of the Looking for a New England tour. Olivia and Jim, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Three
gypsies stood at the castle gates. Sang so high, they sang so low. The lady sits in a chamber light, and her heart melted away like snow.
That's Jim Murray playing his version of the old British folk song, The Raggle Taggle Gypsy. We're featuring online all our global hits, and starting this week, the first of several podcasts of music performances from South by Southwest. That's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.
Say she's kicked off her high-heeled shoes, made of Spanish leather, and over her shoulders a blanket she's threw to follow the raggle-taggle gypsies.